Bibles, turn to Mark chapter number 6. Let's say it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank God for His love, for His mercy, for His grace. Thank God I'm saved this morning. I'm glad that I know that today. I'm glad that I don't have to wonder or worry about it. I'm glad that I'm saved this morning. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us and for the invite to come. Got your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter number 6. Begin reading in verse number 53. Bible says, "And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him and ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or streets or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole." Brother Jason, you pray for us.
Father, Lord, we bow our heads this morning. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your love that you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for passing by and allowing us for an opportunity, God, that just meeting us, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given us. I ask you, Lord, to touch my brethren, bless you, God. How we need you to touch this morning, God. How we understand, God, that we are in need, God. We need you to touch. Thank you, Lord, for being faithful, God. I ask you to bless you, man of God, that I've been with your spirit, God. God, give that what we need, God. We love you. Thank you for loving us. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God would help me for just a few minutes. I want to preach. Just come and touch him this morning. Just come and touch him this morning. I begin to think this morning how I'm just going to try to follow God. I begin to think that destruction, Brother Jason, is on its way. Destruction is on its way today for you, no matter what we all have a bed. We all have a situation. We all have a problem. We all have something in our life that is troubling us, that is bothering us. We have lost family members. We have sick family members. We have sick ourselves. We have something in our life. We've got a bed that we have carried in here this morning with us. Whether we want to admit it or not, we have a bed, a burden on our shoulder. We have something in our life. And I want to say this morning to start with that destruction is on its way. Destruction is coming for somebody. You may be here this morning lost on your way to hell. But I want to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to tell you that destruction is on its way, and we was all born into this thing, into sin, Brother Jason. We was all born into this thing, lost on our way to a devil's hell. Whenever you reach that age, I don't know what that is, but whenever you reach that age and you know that you are lost without God, you are destined for destruction. Destruction is on its way. But I want to say that God has made a way of escape for you. You do not have to go to that awful place called hell. You do not have to enter into that destruction that's coming your way. You do not have to go to that place. Destruction is a coming. But God loved you enough that he took your sin, he took your shame to the cross so that you would not have to go to that place called hell. I thank God for that, for loving us enough to make that way of escape. But destruction is a coming. We go over here if you want to turn back to Mark chapter number 5. You know the story there, how that there's a man over there in the tombs who's a demoniac. He was lost without God, cut himself. He was in the tombs. He was searching for something. He didn't even know what he was searching for, but he was looking, trying to fill a void. You may be here this morning lost. You may be searching. You may be coming to church and doing the things that you know that's right, but you're still searching. There's something still missing in your life. I want to say, just reach out and get a hold of God this morning. Just step out in faith and get a hold of him, and you can fill that void this morning. But the man, he was over there in the tombs, and God had not passed by his way yet. God had not come by that way. I want to say, you cannot get saved until God comes by your way. You cannot get saved unless God draws you to this altar. You can come up here and you can pray and you can say the right words and get up as lost as you was before you come down here. But if God comes by your way, saved. Amen. And He draws you. Yes. That is when you can
That's
be saved.
Right.
That is when you can get the help that you need. Amen. Destruction is a coming, but God made the way of escape for
Amen,
you. He was over there in the tombs. He was Amen. Cutting himself. He was crying. He was full of wickedness, full of the devil, Brother Jason.
That's right.
And but God said, I believe I'll just go by that way today.
Amen.
He said, I believe I'll just go by that way. It was just for that one man out of that whole country over there. That one man is all he went for. And he stepped out of the boat on the shore over there. You know the story. And as soon as he stepped out, that man run to him. And you know the story. He said, what hast thou to do with me? And he cast the devils out of that lost man.
Right.
He was a lost man there. And he cast the devils out of him. And that man was saved. And the people that was there that was feeding the swine, they ran back to the city. And they brought others back with them.
Uh-huh.
And that lost man, that man that was searching, that man that was naked and cutting himself and out of his mind and all these things, when they come back, they found him sitting clothed and is in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. I'm glad. I want to tell you this morning that whenever God comes by your way, if you want to know if you're saved or not, there will be a change that takes place. There will be a change that takes place in your life whenever you get saved. You cannot be saved and do the things that you used to do. You cannot be saved and go the places that you once used to go. There will be a change that took place. There was a change in this young man's life. He did not go about naked anymore. He was not cutting himself. He was not crying in the tombs. But yet, not only is there a change that takes place in your life, the Bible says that there, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There will be a change in your life. And not only that, but God's not going to save you just to sit around on a pew and do nothing. But the man there, he wanted to go with Jesus. He wanted to go with him and be with him. But God said, no. He said, go back into the country and tell them what great things the Lord hath done for thee. He will give you a job. We're not all preachers, teachers. We're not all singers. But God has given you a testimony. God has given you something to spread to this world. But I want to say this morning that destruction is on its way. But God has made the way of escape for you. And it's through the blood of Jesus this morning. That is the only way of escape. That is the only help that you can have this morning is through Him today. That is the only help. But you go on down and through the story here, Mark chapter 5. And He got done healing that lost man. They're saving that lost man. And he goes on to the other side, and there was a man that met him on the other side who had a daughter that was lying at the point of death. The situation that you're in, that bed that you have, that trouble that you have, it may look like it's at the point of death. It may look like that there is no hope. It may look like that there is no way out of it. It may look like it's just going to just be dead. But I want to say it ain't over yet.
Right.
It is not over yet. Just keep seeking after God. Just keep seeking after Him this morning. And he come to the Master, to Jesus there, and he said, let me just read it. He said, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come lay thy hands on her that she may be healed. And she shall live. I can't help but to think he went there. He fell at the feet of Jesus, begging. He acknowledged who he was. And he asked him to come to his house. I wish to God that some of us this morning would go after God this morning. I wish that some of us would go after God for our churches, for our lost family members, our loved ones. I wish to God that we'd really get a hold of Him this morning. Not just come up here and pray a little prayer, but come up here and really separate ourselves from the world and really seek after God and get a hold of Him this morning. But he got a hold of God, and God said, Jesus said, I'll go with you. I'll go do this thing. And on his way to Jairus' house, Brother Jason, he was on his way. But God knows all things. God knows your need. God knows your heart. He knows each and every one in this building this morning. But as they was on their way to Jairus' house, there was a woman with an issue of blood. For 12 years, she was sick. She had spent all that she had had. I want to say, lost person, you can do everything in your power this morning. You can spend all your money. You can search. You can look. You can try this. You can try that. But I'm going to tell you, you're just going to get worse and worse this morning.
Right.
It's not going to help you a bit to try the things of this world. It's not going to help you a bit to do all of that until you get a hold of God is where your help is at this morning. But she spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. It looked like she was at the, about to die, Brother Jason. It looked like that she was at the point of death. She was sitting there at the house, maybe, and she heard a ruckus going on outside, going to Jairus' house, going down the road. And she said, I've tried everything else. I've tried this. I've tried that. I've tried the drugs, the alcohol. I've tried this and that. Nothing has helped me this morning. She said, I believe I'll just go try him this morning. I believe I'll go try him this morning. And she got up out of that place that she was at. She was sick. She had an issue of blood. And she was supposed to be an outcast, Roger. She was supposed to be separated. She wasn't allowed in the midst of the people that morning. I will say, it says that there was a multitude thronging him. There was a multitude around him. And I see that this morning as the church people, the so-called church people today, they come into church to make their appearance. They come into church to say that they went to church or they got around here just to see what's going on or what's doing. But this woman come to get a hold of God. She squeezed through that crowd. She got through the people there that was just there to be seen. She pushed them out of the way. And it says she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, as soon as she touched him, she was healed of that disease that she had had. I want to tell you this morning that you can get immediate help this morning if you get a hold of God. If you really seek after him, you can have that help that you need this morning. She reached out and she touched him. And she was healed of that plague immediately. She didn't have to go through no rehab, no doctors. As soon as she got a hold of God, she was healed of that plague.
Amen.
And you go on down, and it was on the way to Jairus' house, and I can't help but to think that that just encouraged Jairus a little bit more. That just encouraged him to know that God was able to do this thing that he had asked God to do.
Yes.
He was able to heal his daughter.
Amen.
His daughter was lying at the point of death. And maybe he left his wife there to take care of her, and he went to get God. And on his way back, there was a man coming from his house and said, "Why troublest thou the master any further? Thy daughter's dead. She's dead. There's no use. We're going to bury her and go on with our lives." But as soon as Jesus heard this thing, he said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Don't listen to what the devil's trying to tell you this morning. Don't worry about what everybody else is trying to tell you. They'll try to drag you down and discourage you and say there's no use, there's no help, there's nothing that you can do. But I want to say it's not over just yet. Just keep seeking after him this morning. Just believe and put your trust in Jesus this morning. You can get the help that you need today. You can get the help that you need this morning. And he said, "Be not afraid, only believe." And they went on down to Jairus' house. And they come in and there's weeping and crying. They was getting ready to have a funeral. They was getting ready to bury that little girl. They were sitting there with her. And Jesus put all them out that would not believe. And he only took a few in that would believe on him. And he went in, he took the daughter by the hand. He said, "Talitha kumai," which saying, "Daughter, I say unto thee, arise."
Yeah.
And immediately she arose. That dead state that she was in, she arose. And she come up out of that dead state that she was in. And you go on down. You can go on through the scripture here. And they come and they was in a storm, Brother Jason. God sent them away over into the other side, and they was in the middle of that storm.
Yeah.
Now, so far here, I'm just learning. So far, we've got a lost person being saved. We've got a sick woman being healed and a dead girl being raised. I'm just trying to give you some examples this morning, just trying to help you this morning. But we come on down, and now they're in the middle of a storm, Brother Jason. They're in the middle of that thing.
Uh-huh.
They're in something. God has sent them out. God has sent you out to do a job. God has saved you and called you. And he sent you out, and you're in the middle of a storm. You're out there, and it seems like that there is no hope. It seems like that there is no hope. And it goes on. You come on down here, and he sent them away, and he departed into a mountain apart to pray. And I can't help but to think that he went up there into the mountain to pray for you. He went up there into the mountain to pray for them. He prayed for them. I'm going to go on down. But he says, "And when the evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea." You're out there in the middle of the sea. And he was alone on the land, Brother Jason. He was there by himself on the land, but you're out there on the sea. And it says, "And he saw them toiling and rowing." Not only has he prayed for you, not only has he prayed for you, but he knows exactly where you're at this morning. He knows exactly what you're going through this morning. He knows where you're at and what you're going through this morning. It may seem like he's a million miles away, but he knows exactly where you're at this morning. And he saw them toiling and rowing. And then in the fourth watch of the night, he come to them walking on the sea. That thing that they were so afraid of, that thing that had them overtaken, that thing that they were so scared of, God came to them walking on the sea. And it says in one place that he would have passed them by. He would have walked right on past them. I want to say this morning, don't wait too long to call out to Him.
Amen.
Don't wait too long to call out to Him. There's a place in the Bible here, I do not have it marked, but if you do, you can wait too long. You can wait one day too long and it'll be too late. He may not pass by this way again, but don't wait too long. It says that He would have passed them by, but they cried out to Him, and He stepped on board there, and He calmed that sea that they was in, that storm, that trouble and trial that they was in. He calmed that thing that they was in.
Yes, sir.
So we've got a lost person saved, we've got a sick person healed, a dead girl raised, and we've got a storm calmed.
Yes.
And I'm trying to tell you this morning that there's nothing that God cannot do.
That's right.
There's nothing that God cannot do. You say, you may be saying that you have not mentioned something that I'm going through. I'm just giving you a few things. But there is nothing that God cannot do for you this morning.
Amen.
There is nothing that He cannot help you with this morning. But it comes on down and it says, and when they were come out of the ship straightway, they knew Him. And ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard He was. And whithersoever He entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought Him that they might touch, if it were but the border of His garment. And as many as touched Him were made whole.
Right.
I want to say this morning, my mind went back to a story of Bartimaeus over there. He sat by the highway side begging. And for just a minute, if it be all right, I want you to picture this altar, this little section up here. Just picture it as a road this morning. Just picture it as a street this morning. But he sat there by the highway side begging. And he sat there. I'm just going to get through this real quick. Maybe he had sat there. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't that way his whole life. Maybe something had happened and he went blind. But he was sitting there begging. And he heard a racket coming by. He heard somebody coming by, and he leaned over. Maybe there's more than one of them standing by there this morning or sitting by there. And he leaned over, and he said, "What's this racket? What's going on? What's coming this way?" And they said, "It's Jesus." He said, "It's Jesus."
Yeah.
They said, "Yeah, it's Jesus coming this way. He's coming by this way."
Yes.
And he said, "The same one that healed that that lost man over there," he said, "Yeah, that's Him. The same one that raised that dead girl over there, yeah, that's Him. That's the same God. That's the same Jesus this morning." And he said,
"Amen.
What about that? He's coming by this way this morning."
Oh, yes.
And he began to think about himself, began to think about how that he's not able to do anything. He's sitting there. He's got that situation in his life, and it's hindering him. It's hurting him this morning. And he's sitting there by the highway side, and he begins to ponder and think in his mind real quick, and he's saying, "Man, I sure would like to have some help. I sure would like to be able to see this morning. I sure would like to be free this morning."
Amen.
And he's sitting there pondering these things in his heart, and he hears them getting a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And he began to cry out, and he said, "Lord Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy upon me."
Amen.
And the people around him, they began to try to hush him up, "See, be quiet, you don't need to bother him, just leave him alone, let him go do his thing." And he sat there, and that kind of got him down maybe for a second. And then he said, "No, I've been in this situation long enough. I've been here, I've sat here by this highway side begging long enough. I've had this burden long enough. It's time that I got rid of it."
Amen.
And he began to cry out the more, a great deal, "Jesus,
Amen.
Thou Son of David,
yeah.
have mercy upon me."
Yeah.
And Jesus stopped and he called for that man. And they said, "Calm down, it's all right. He's calling for you." I want to say this morning, He's calling for you.
Amen.
You've got that bed, you've got that situation, you've got that problem in your
Amen.
Life. But He's calling for you this morning. He's walking by the road here.
Amen.
And He's just waiting on you to come and touch Him this morning.
Amen.
But they called for Him and they said, "It's all right. He calleth for thee." And He cast that garment to the side. He cast that world. He cast that pride.
Right.
He cast all these things in His life. He got rid of it. He said, "I'm going to go after God." And they called for Him and He went and He was healed. And He was able
That's
to see
right.
that day. That thing that was in His life was cured that day.
Amen.
And I want to say this morning, that's all I've got as we all stand. I'm about done. He said, "And as many as touched Him were made whole."
Yes.
As many as touched Him were made whole this morning. If you want help, you just come and touch Him this morning.
Amen.
That's all I've got, brother.